This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
This week's episode of Coach Talk. I am your host, Coach E, and you have just entered the premier destination for business and finance tips. Look, I'm excited about this week's guest. She is not a stranger to the show. It is Miss Morgan Banks of Capri. Is that right?
Yeah.
Lately, I've been making up names for people. But before we get into talking to Morgan, I want to give a special shout out to all of our sponsors and advertisers. I'd like to give a special shout out to Tamara Taylor over at Exit Resource Realty. I would like to also give a shout out to Chris Watson over at Movement Mortgage. I want to give a shout out to Dothi Trampoline Park, Sky Zone, and our newest member, Justice and Change, for victims of nursing facilities. So look, now that we got all of that out the way, and y'all make sure you reach out to some of our advertisers and sponsors, especially if you're looking to buy a home or you just want to have some fun, or maybe you have some things going on with your parents or grandparents that you take care of. There are opportunities to get some help or to enjoy life. That's what this is all about, making things great for you as you are building a successful business. So Morgan, for the people that do not know who you are, they haven't had the opportunity to experience the wealth of knowledge that rests in you. Can you please tell our listeners and viewers a little bit about yourself and why you got into social media?
Sure. Yeah. So it's number one, it's just a pleasure to be back. I'm excited. It's always a pleasure to sit down with Coach Talk and have just some good old conversation. One thing that really got me started in social media really started with me having a blog, which was Capri Couture Creations. Capri Couture Creations started as a Christian lifestyle blog. I was just talking about all the things that I kind of go through in my personal life and was giving some insight and some revelations, in a sense, all about what it is that was going on in my life at the time. And so from there, people saw my social posts, they saw my blog posts, and they were like, oh my gosh, like, you're really good. Can I utilize your services? And at the time, I had no contracts. I had no fees set, nothing. I had none of that. But I went with God, and I just allowed myself to be utilized in that way. And so once I decided to do that, that's when services began to pick up. I started helping different types of industries, large and small, startups in the more. And it was so fun. I started getting so excited about it. I was beginning to get really passionate. And so it really started with God just showing me that that's something that I was going to get into. And then I had to also trust the information that he was sending to me. And that was through mentors, coaches, as well as institutions of education that really allowed me to gain the industry knowledge on how to actually do this. But it did not start out like that on the onset.
Okay. So there's a couple of things that you said that I want to kind of go back to here. And that is, you mentioned education and you mentioned mentors. So that means that you heavily believe in self-development as well as personal development. Can you talk to us a little bit about, you know, your journey with the mentor and how that has blessed your business thus far?
For sure. So when I first got started and really looking for a mentor, I started off with having a very big name, high ticket mentor. And I made sure to make that investment. And that's one thing that I think is very important for every entrepreneur that's listening to know, is that sometimes working with a coach, working with a mentor, it is going to be an investment. But that investment that you make in your coach or your mentor is going to be completely invaluable to the cost that you actually pay. And so just to kind of pull on that point with an example, I had a mentor that was the big name that and had all the great things. And it was great just to say I was underneath this person's tutelage, but I was not actually extracting as much value as I felt like I could have. And I withdrew from the program and started to just take time in prayer to ask the Lord to send me to the right person. And I had no idea that the person that he did send me to would later down the line go from being my mentor for a time period to becoming my pastor. And when I say I cannot put a number on what I owe this woman, I cannot put a number on it, because it literally has been divine that we were connected, and that much of what she instilled in me and what she had coached me through allowed me to fully understand and even just get some clear pictures of where God was putting me and placing me in my life. And so I really believe in the value that of having mentors in your life, because you get to avert the failures that they have made in times past. They can say, hey, look, I know you think it's going to go this way, but in order for it to go the way that you're actually seeing it in your head or what you dream, you have to take these particular steps. And I think that is one of the most valuable pieces that you can get from a coach who have been in your shoes. They've seen what you've seen, and they may have dreamed some of the same dreams, but they are showing you how to get to that destination that you need to get to on your terms, but without the obstacles that they faced.
So you brought up a good point, and this is a point that I want to kind of stay at for a moment, and that is your pastor, in the coaching element, understood how to bring ministry into the marketplace. And it sounded like she did a phenomenal job as she began to coach. And I would like to kind of talk about that a little more, because sometimes I think as believers, we get caught in how do I bring ministry into the marketplace. There are all of these systems that are going on outside of the system that we exist in. And now we have to invade that system and learn to live outside of that four walls. Because honestly, it sounds like your pastor, she walked in her role in the marketplace and helped you become profitable, right? Financially, but she also helped you become profitable spiritually. She helped build up some things that money can't buy. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Absolutely. When I say money could not buy it, it could not buy it. What she did, even the frameworks that she created within our program, it fully allowed me to bridge what God was showing me from an industry space to being able to bridge it to my life and my lifestyle with God. And like I said in the beginning, I started as a Christian lifestyle blogger. So I was talking about my life with Christ, but when he started to steer me in the direction of business, that's a place that I truly had no idea of how to fully function in. And though in my personal household, I had an entrepreneur as a mother who had been an entrepreneurial journey most of my life, I still had someone who showed me in my personal life what it looked like to be an entrepreneur. But the things that she had to go through daily, I didn't have to worry about that. All I saw was that mommy works her own job. Mommy don't got to worry about checking in and clocking in. She can come to all of my events, all of that. That was always the cool part and cool aspect of entrepreneurship for me when I saw that with her. But I did not know that that same thing would get passed to me, and that I would have to also learn the tricks and tools of how to actually work a business. And so with my mentor, what she was able to do for me was to bridge the practical systems of business and entrepreneurial journey, but then also say, hey, and it still fits with your life and how you live your life with God, and making sure that those same principles that God has established in his word can still be found in what you do in your business. It does not have to be something that is completely blatantly seen every day. And you don't have to always scream, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It doesn't have to always look like maybe what it looks like in church, but the principles and the foundation of your business can always look like you are submitted to him. And so the way that she did it, I believe that she completely embodied who God told her to be. And as a result, I did not just take the framework and the systems that she showed, but I took also on what it looked like to walk it out. And I think that because she was walking out ministry, she was able to facilitate the ministry through her versus trying to think, okay, first mindset, how do I minister to this person? No, she really thought about the systems of my business. How can I bridge what I'm already doing and then bridge that into making it easy for many people to walk both the same line of bridging from the market to ministry? And it the bridges begin to just overlap. So much so that I fell in love with the city she lived in. She lived here in Houston. I was from Baltimore. I was a mentee virtually. Okay, so let me just say how that I was a virtual mentor at the time. I did not get to actually physically be in the space or in the building. And we just connected. And through that connection, I was asked to be a virtual pastor of the ministry that she was beginning. So it literally happened so seamlessly. I believe that ministry can happen so seamlessly in the marketplace. It was because of the way that she lived her life, and it was because she allowed ministry to flow through her, but she never neglected the reason why I came in the first place, which was to understand how to flow in systems that I could not flow in at the time. And so I was able to break through, and then I could start to build.
Wow. Look, Morgan, this is getting good. But I gotta do a commercial. So hold on tight and we'll be right back.
I'm Joanna Highskill, President of Justice and Change for Victims of Nursing Facility.
I'm Tracy Pompey, Vice President.
This organization, brought together through tragedy, is committed to bringing about change and accountability regarding the abuse and neglect of nursing facility residents.
By being a voice for change and quality care over profit, join us in this fight. Email us, jc4nfvictims@gmail.com, 804-839-1833, or 804-252-7973. We are their voice.
I'm Joanna Highskill, President of Just...
Attention, small business owners. Boost your brand with me, Coach E, with radio advertising. Reach a wider audience and skyrocket your sales. Affordable packages are tailored just for you. Don't miss out on the opportunity to elevate your business. Contact me, Coach E, today at 410-845-1384 and let your business success story unfold on the airwaves. Your success, our priority. Coach E's radio ad space, where businesses thrive.
Are you ready to make a move and sell your home? Meet your dedicated listing specialist at Exit Resource Realty. Here at Exit, we specialize in getting top dollar for your property. We offer a strategic marketing plan and expert negotiation. Reach out to one of our experts today at 804-509-5999 and allow Exit Resource Realty to get it sold. Are you ready to...
All right. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. We have in the studio with us today, Ms. Morgan Banks, and we are talking everything media, social media marketing. And I know that the first half of what we were talking about, it was dealing with the heart of the man. We're talking about more of the ministry and how God infuses himself in what we do. And we honestly cannot separate the two. When you are a believer, it is what it is. He goes with you wherever you go. Whether we want to acknowledge him or not, he goes with us. So even in our foolishness, he's there, y'all. So we got to remember that we carry his light with us everywhere. And it should so shine. And one of the things just that, you know, as a recap, is that Morgan was speaking about how she met her pastor, was in the marketplace, had no idea. I'm pretty sure you did. You know that she was a pastor, Morgan?
No, she wasn't a pastor at the time. She was actually just doing mentoring. I think she was at another ministry as a minister, but no, she was just business. She was doing another blog, and she also was doing clothing. So.
Wow. That's so loaded. So I'm gonna try to stay in this place. Yes. So definitely divine, because you used that term before. Definitely divine, number one. Number two is that she was already who she was, meaning that she was already in a position of pastoring, but not yet affirmed or confirmed as a pastor. But she met you and was operating as such in the marketplace. So pastoring was not just in the four walls of a church. That faith extends beyond the four walls. And honestly speaking, and you can express your opinion about it, but honestly, we're in a time, I can't even say a season, but we're in a time that the four wall ministry really has to come outside, because there are a lot of people like yourselves that needs, and not saying that you weren't in ministry, but sometimes that we can hold something that someone needs, but we're trying to stay separated in a comfort place.
Absolutely.
So people miss what they need because you're sitting back there, but there are people that really need what you got.
You, for sure.
You want to speak on that just a little bit?
Yeah. So briefly, I think I absolutely agree with you, because I think that even with my pastor at the time, she didn't know that that would particularly happen. I think it's one thing when you know that you may have that grace on your life to be able to help people in that way. But I truly agree that when we go outside, there are some people who are looking for us that will never think that they can find us in the church. I didn't think I could find a business coach in church, because I didn't necessarily see many thriving businesses at a church from where I was. And so even for the Lord to just put that in my path, for her to be from Houston and not even be from my city, it completely opened my mind and allowed me to see something that I was not even looking for. So I think it absolutely is important for us to leave out of the four walls and to go and reach and grab in any way that we have been given the authority to do so we can make a bigger impact.
So just so we can reiterate this, you moved from Baltimore, Maryland.
Yeah.
All the way to Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
Had you ever been to Houston?
I had come one time, and it was for my birthday to celebrate and to meet her for the first time.
But that's it. So when God said go, you packed up your bags and left.
I packed up my bags and I left. And I had a 2-year-old at the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That in itself is a testimony. You know that, right? Because he literally pulled you out of a familiar, safe, comfortable place.
And said go.
And you went.
Absolutely.
And you haven't looked back.
I've tried to look back. Now, let me be real with that. I've tried to look back. But just like the woman in the Bible named, that she don't even, did they even give her her name, Lord? Just Lot's wife. They didn't even tell me.
Right.
They didn't even say anything. I'm about to say name. I'm just about to try to be storyteller. No, they just said Lot's wife. I tried to do it. I tried to look back. And every time I look back, I realized that what God had opened up for me was so big that when I look back, I realized that it was what I was in was so small that it feels uncomfortable now to be where I have been and seen the things that I have seen, to go back to anything that's smaller than what he's already expanded me into. Why allow him to expand your territory, but then you go back to small territory hoping that you can expand something that won't even break open?
You know, you're going exactly where I was going to lead you, because I know that there's someone or some people that are watching this that have stepped out by faith to start a business, maybe move to another area to run a company for someone, because this show is about leaders, right? And so they're probably second guessing this, right? But I want to see, what do you have to say to them right now, like from where you've been, where you are. And I give a shout out to Pastor Debbie Renee Howard. She is one of our AKI, and that's Activating Kingdom Initiative pastors. She fellowships with us. And she's out in California, and she blessed us with an amazing word on Sunday, shift your perspective. And she explained to us the perspective in Latin means to look through and beyond. Mm. So when I hear your testimony of you moving and then you thinking about looking back, what you're saying is that I look through the surface of what I'm going through and I had to look beyond. So that person or those people that are sitting and that are watching and they're like, look, everything about this business is upside down. I don't even know anymore if God called me to this thing. What is the words of encouragement or what would the Lord have you speak to them right now?
Wow. Okay. Okay. I think what I would say is not to focus so much on what you feel like you are going to lose than what you're going to gain. And when I say that gain, there is so much to gain. And if there's anything that you can hear from what I'm saying and from my testimony, is that just from one simple conversation that it allowed me to hear the Lord to even open up for me bigger. I needed to have a conversation with someone who has seen big first for me to actually believe for myself that I could have something bigger. And maybe even today you needed to hear a testimony of someone who had thought small and who had to also see bigger, that this is also an opportunity for you to see that you may be feeling like maybe it's not your turn, maybe it's not your time, maybe you tried it so many different times before, it's not working. You feel like maybe you did have a mentor like me. I had that mentor at first. I thought it was the big shot. I thought that was how I was going to come out, and it wasn't it. And I had to wait for the right person to also say yes to wanting to be a coach and feeling like they could be a trainer. I think that it's important that you know that there is more that you're going to gain by being obedient to that call to go to where you need to go than it is for the fear of staying. The fear of staying means everything will stay the same and you don't have to worry about any transition or change, though that is what you want. You want change. You want transition. You want things to look different. But if you're so afraid to make that change, we're not going to see any change at all. Being afraid to go is where you'll see the gaining. You'll see the change. You'll see even a shedding. So much will shed from you because wherever you came from, it forces you to go into another place now and to adapt to whatever that culture is, to whatever things you need to learn in your business that may be completely different from what you've experienced. And it forces you to now pick up new values about yourself, pick up new skill sets that you thought that you did not know how to do, but now you know how to do because you're forced to do it. There is no type of diamonds that can come out of any process unless it is first pressed. So I hope that you'll see that there is a diamond that's trying to be produced out of you and not necessarily just this small seed that you feel like you are still at. But in reality, a diamond is trying to be produced in the moment. And so the only way you can get to that diamond is if you allow the pressure. And sometimes that pressure is making decisions that you didn't think you would have to make at the time that you're actually going to make them.
Wow. Thank you so much for that, Morgan. We're going to break real quick again for a couple of commercials, and then we'll be back for you to say what you're working on and give everybody your contact information. This, I know that we didn't really go in the direction, but you know what? You gave so many nuggets. So we'll be right back in just a moment.
To make a move and sell your home, meet your dedicated listing specialist at Exit Resource Realty. Here at Exit, we specialize in getting top dollar for your property. We offer a strategic marketing plan and expert negotiation. Reach out to one of our experts today at 804-509-5999 and allow Exit Resource Realty to get it sold.
I'm Joanna Highskill, President of Justice and Change for Victims of Nursing Facility.
I'm Tracy Pompey, Vice President.
This organization, brought together through tragedy, is committed to bringing about change and accountability regarding the abuse and neglect of nursing facility residents.
By being a voice for change and quality care over profit, join us in this fight. Email us, jc4nfvictims@gmail.com, 804-839-1833, or 804-252-7973. We are their voice.
Attention, small business owners. Boost your brand with me, Coach E, with radio advertising. Reach a wider audience and skyrocket your sales. Affordable packages are tailored just for you. Don't miss out on the opportunity to elevate your business. Contact me, Coach E, today at 410-845-1384 and let your business success story unfold on the airways. Your success, our priority. Coach E's radio ad space, where businesses thrive.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Coach E, and you are tuning in to Coach Talk. And today we have Morgan Banks on with us, social media director or social media manager. And we are so excited to have talked to her about her journey to where she is as a business owner, as a mom, her spirituality. But now, Morgan, now that everybody knows all of that about you, right? Can you tell us, what are you working on these days?
Yes. So right now, I have actually developed a networking group community for small business owners and the scaling entrepreneur. So this is really a baby of mine that I have been kind of holding off on creating. At the time, I was really focused on my clients with Capri Couture Marketing and looking to make sure that I was directing their campaigns in the direction they needed to go for as much ample access and awareness that they needed for their sales goals. And so now that we are kind of jumping out of that and we are starting to revitalize some things in our marketing company, we are creating this community really so that we can still be of an impact and access to small business owners. So a way for us to still be able to impact the community and help them with their content and making sure that they're being great communicators when they're trying to speak and communicate about what they're doing. We've created this community called Strategically Social Network. And Strategically Social Network is going to be all about interactive hubs. So we're creating interactive hubs all around Houston. The goal is to also take these interactive hubs to other cities as well. And the difference is to help people with communication skills when it comes to speaking about their businesses in networking environments. So it's going to be like not your typical networking event, because we're not just putting it together to tell people to talk and have a great time. But we're actually going to be doing very interactive games that causes the entire room to communicate together. And they're learning how to communicate together as a team. So we break the room up into teams. We put them into certain hubs. We put them into interactive games that causes their communication skills to come to a higher level. And it gets the room very energetic. It keeps people very fun. It's almost like bridging a party that you would go to for a game night, but also making it fit the entrepreneur who's looking to make connections, collaborations, and to scale their business. And we're looking to do that by allowing people to just be themselves again and not to just go to a space looking for someone that you just can use for your next project, but someone you can really communicate with. You can, maybe they can become a best friend. They can become someone that comes to your baby shower and does your event, but also wants to stay and give gifts to your child. Like, we're looking to really be able to help foster real relationships and help people to network better by having much more better conversations and communication. So we'll have panel discussions with expert communication experts. We'll have people who are working in the creative community who've worked with big brands and how they are keeping these brand deals going, how they're doing collaborations currently with the local community and with higher brand names, and really helping business entrepreneurs, just like Coach Talks, stay savvy so that they can utilize their resources. So that's what we are up to right now.
So do you have to be in Houston to participate in these hubs?
No. So right now we're going to be having virtual hubs. We're going to have some masterclass and virtual hubs. Those are going to be interactive. We are app right now. The community is completely free. We are in an app called Discord right now. We have a stage inside of Discord where I'll be on the stage, or one of our coaches will be on the stage speaking and communicating. We'll be playing interactive games inside of these hubs, and then eventually we'll be able to take those on the road as we get more sponsorships and we get more community leaders behind us, and we can bring them to different cities. But right now we have people in there from Alaska, we have people in there from Virginia, Detroit, New York. We have people from all over right now, so it's really cool. It's growing.
Okay, so in the words of my bestie, I have to say, did you say this thing was free 99?
I sure did.
So Morgan, for those that are listening and are like, look, I need to be a part of this. How do they get to be a part of this network?
Awesome. So yes, if you want to be a part of the network, what you want to do is you want to follow us on Instagram. Right now, that's our main focus platform. We are on Instagram at strategically social_network. And our website is also strategicallysocialnetwork.com. And you'll be able to click the link right in our bio or on our website and go ahead and join the group. As soon as you join, it will give you different types of things that you need to do in the group to start interacting, introducing yourself, and making some connections, and hopefully gaining your next partnership or next collaboration.
Well, Morgan, it has been a pleasure to have you on as usual. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I hope that you'll be willing to come back. And at that time, we'll talk about something specifically, a tip specifically, kind of walk everybody through one social media tip from beginning to end to help them out. But at least today, I know that we kind of dealt with those that may have been wanting to give up. So the give up is gone, y'all. And look, yes. And look, you got resources. You have us here at Coach Talk, but then you have Strategically Social Network. And did she say, in the words of my best friend, hey, did you say it's free 99? Yes, it's free, y'all. So look, we are aiming to give you every resource to be successful. All you have to do, yes, all you have to do now is just engage. Just engage.
That's all you're gonna do.
So thank you for joining this week's episode of Coach Talk. Again, thank you, Morgan, for being on. And I look forward to seeing everybody next week. And you all have a blessed and prosperous rest of your week.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.